on the next episode of the Dance Music Sex Romance Podcast.
The people who went to see the Rick James show because of Prince, they were expecting the kind of cute kid who was on Solid Gold and American Bandstand a couple of months ago. And what they got was this still cute, but like sweaty man in bikini briefs and nothing else.
The first two albums kind of gave him a space to say, okay, well, they didn't latch on necessarily as a wide audience based on, you know, the strength of the music alone. Let me try something a little bit different.
Dirty Mind was Prince doing for the first time what we'd see him do time and time again throughout the course of his career, which is just kind of like by pure confidence and vision shift in a way that still didn't produce any hits. But, you know, the one of the greatest ironies for me around Dirty Mind is that it wasn't a hit that Warner Brothers would have liked, but they would have been absolutely foolish to have dropped him after it.
I invited Darling Nisi and Harold Pride to talk about Dirty Mind, Prince's third album on the 40th anniversary of its release. We go through track by track, talk about the background behind the songs, our favorite songs, and where this album fits in Prince's larger body of work. Dance Music Sex Romance, 40 Years of Dirty Mind will be available next week on all major podcast services. If you want to hear it a week early, you can check out the Patreon at patreon.com/princesongs.